The Holy Gospel according to Matthew, the 11th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. At that time, Jesus said, I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and the intelligent and have revealed them to infants. Yes, Father, for such was your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father. And no one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Come to me, all you that are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Let us pray. O Lord, you know our weariness and the burdens we carry, and you promise us rest. You invite us to yoke ourselves to you and to learn from you, and you promise rest for our souls. Help us to acknowledge your abiding presence with us and empower us in our serving as we seek to follow Jesus. And now may the words of my mouth, the meditation of our hearts, and the living of our lives be acceptable to you, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit, brothers and sisters. Amen. These past few days, I've been reflecting back to the time when I was growing up. My parents gave me a lot of freedom. But with that freedom, there were also a lot of expectations that came in the form of unwritten and often unspoken rules. For example, I don't remember ever having a prescribed bedtime, but I was expected to get myself up in the morning and get ready for school, or on Sundays for church. I was also given an allowance by my parents, and that allowance was for discretionary spending. It was left entirely up to me to determine what I would buy or what I would do with the money I received. Unlike most of my friends, my allowance was not attached to doing chores or even having good grades. But as a member of the Jones family, I was expected to do my share of household chores and to put my best effort forth when it came to school. Suffice to say, it was a very different time. I recall having a lot of freedom to make choices for myself. And looking back, I suppose my parents were trusting me to make good choices. And those occasions when I failed to do so, I think they trusted that I would learn something from that. My point is that from a very early age, I learned that being a member of the Jones family came with a great deal of freedom, but also expectations. Somehow I instinctively knew that the choices I made reflected on my family, and especially my parents. And I tried not to disappoint them. As an adult, it became clear to me that being part of a family, or being in any relationship for that matter, came with both choices and expectations. The same could be said for being part of a church family, a community like ours. Living together in this faith community we call Central Lutheran Church comes with both choices and expectations. This, of course, should come as no surprise to anyone. It's certainly nothing new. In fact, today we heard the prophet Micah tell what God expects of God's people. Not burnt offerings or animal sacrifices, no. When the people asked Micah what God requires of them, Micah flat out tells them that what God wants and desires from them is to do justice, to love kindness, and to walk humbly with our God. Plain and simple, maybe not so simple. Lately, I've been thinking a lot about the declining church in North America, and one of the things that has struck me most was the assertion by one writer of an article that says our decline as a church isn't because we're asking too much from our members, but rather too little. Some argue that in the midst of a culture where there are so many choices that people have to make, we should be expecting more from our people, not less. That criticism, by the way, is directed at the clergy, not the laity. There are some who are suggesting that in recent years, what has contributed to the lack of church involvement and church growth comes because we have been downplaying the very premise that following Jesus comes at a cost. Yes, there are choices. There are always choices. And many of those are good. But there's an expectation that comes when we choose to follow Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God as something to be grasped, but rather emptied himself, taking the form of a servant, and being found in human form, humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on a cross. Concerning spiritual liberty and servanthood, Martin Luther wrote, "A Christian is the most free lord of all and subject to none. Yet at the same time, a Christian is the most dutiful servant of all and subject to everyone." These are the marks of discipleship. That is to say, following Jesus is a way of life that values justice, loving kindness, humility. And I would go as far as to say that following in the footsteps of Jesus, or being the hands and feet of Jesus, as is our mission statement, means choosing to yoke ourselves to Jesus, not out of obligation or duty, but out of sheer joy and delight. Trusting God's desire to fulfill our deepest longing, an authentic sense of belonging, and having purpose and meaning in our lives. You belong to God, and God desires that you have life, abundant life. In our gospel for today, we heard the words of Jesus, "Come to me, all you who are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Come to me, Jesus says. This, my friends, is an invitation. And I will give you rest. That's a promise. Come to me, all you that are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. That is the assurance that Jesus cares for us, especially during those times when life proves challenging, or when we become weary from the daily grind that we find ourselves living in, or when our hearts are heavy laden with the cares of the world. "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me" is also an invitation. "And you will find rest for your souls" is also a promise. "Take my yoke upon you," Jesus said, "and learn from me, for I am humble and gentle in heart, and you will find rest for your souls." Now, I admit it's counterintuitive to think of being yoked to Jesus as both invitation and promise. For most of us, the term yoke conjures up an image of two animals having a crossbar attached to their necks and being made to forcibly work in tandem to pull a plow through a field. And yet I would like to suggest that in the context in which Jesus uses this image, it provides an opportunity for us to receive the fullness of Jesus' promise that comes at the very end of Gospels, of Matthew's Gospel, where Jesus is about to ascend into heaven, and he tells his disciples and us, remember, lo, I am with you always, to the end of the age. Imagine Jesus walking alongside you, leading and guiding you in paths of righteousness for his name's sake, stretching you to expand your desire for what is good and right and just, until your heart miraculously beats in time with God's own heart, and you live into a vision that God has for peace and justice in all the earth. A vision of God's kingdom where the wolf shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the kid, and the calf and the young lion and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them. A vision where love and faithfulness meet together, righteousness and peace kiss each other. Faithfulness springs forth from the earth, and righteousness looks down from heaven. So let us pause today on this Sabbath, a day of rest. Let us pause from the busyness of our lives, and let us listen for that still small voice, the voice of God. Listen to Jesus who beckons, come to me. Come to me. Listen as Jesus does his bidding. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. Listen as Jesus promises, and you will find rest, rest for your soul. Leave your burdens at the foot of the cross, trusting that you have been yoked with the cross of Christ. Trust that you are never alone. And remember the promise. Lo, I am with you always, Jesus said, to the end of the ages. That means forever. Amen.